As Columbus residents grow older, getting around can become a bit more difficult. So the city and a number of local organizations are launching transportation projects to help seniors get to doctor's appointments or visit the library and the grocery store. Those efforts are kicking off in the Hilltop. In a past life as Registrar of the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, Columbus City Council member Mitchell Brown got a keen understanding of the challenges aging Ohioans face.
When you start to take away the driving privileges because they get older, and vision and night vision all play a part in how someone's able to get around. And I was always very sensitive to the fact that, wait a minute, let's see what we can do to help them.
Brown says being able to get around, that sense of independence, is wound up in a person's sense of self.
You don't like asking somebody to take you here and to take you there. It's a burden on them. It's a burden on you. But how else are you going to get around to get your groceries or your doctor's appointments and all the other things that go on in your life? So you do have to make that request.
At the Hilltop YMCA, Brown helped announce the launch of a handful of new efforts that will give senior citizens more ways to get around. If residents have reliable transportation, the thinking goes, they'll be better able to stay in their homes as they grow older. One of the projects is a new Hilltop circulator. Reverend Meredith McDougall helped spearhead the program.
We have a prefixed route that we will start with. We'll kind of give that a try for the first couple of weeks or so. And then we want as much as we can get the feedback from the riders so that they can give us their input into where they want to go.
The route loops through the Hilltop and connects the area with other West Side neighborhoods like Woodlawn and Lincoln Park West. For the initial route, at least, the bus will make stops at grocery stores, libraries, rec centers, and senior living facilities. The plan is to run it 5 hours a day, picking up at each stop about once an hour. McDougall says thanks to city funding, the circulator will be free until the end of the year. After that, they'll charge a small fee that covers the bus as well as other services. McDougall heads up the Greater Hilltop Area Shalom Zone, a member of Columbus's network of villages. Part services coordinator, part social club, villages are meant to help older residents connect with others in the community and provide a reliable support network so they can remain independent. Christine Happel leads the Greater Columbus Network of Villages. She says a simple ride is one of their most commonly requested services, and her organization already arranges more than 100 of them in a month.
On occasion, the volume of transportation service request, or the nature of the request, extends beyond the capacity of volunteers. This is where Lyft comes in.
The program, known as Lifting Villages, will use the ride-hailing service to pick up the slack when volunteers aren't able to meet demand. Lyft's Demetrius Thomas explains village directors will be able to book rides for their members through a central platform.
Which allows a director or whomever to book a ride for anyone that they need to. They don't need a smartphone. They don't need to have the app. And it's how the program is structured is at no cost to the person using the service right now.
Thomas describes the program as a pilot that will run through the end of the year. Based on how it goes, Thomas says, Lyft will try to sustain it after that. Funding for the rides comes from the Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging, a nonprofit organization which coordinates services in 8 nearby counties. The Ohio State University College of Social Work is planning to study the new mobility programs to evaluate what works and what doesn't, as well as opportunities for new initiatives. Nick Evans, WOSU News.